Elsewhere, Helen turned her thoughts, the child of Zeus. Straightway she cast into the wine of which they drank a drug which quenches pain and strife, and brings forgetfulness of every ill. He who should taste it, mingled in the bowl, would not that day let tears fall down his cheeks, although his mother and his father died, although before his door a brother or dear son fell by the sword, and his own eyes beheld. Such cunning drugs had the daughter of Zeus, drugs of a healing virtue, which Polydamna gave, the wife of Thon, in Egypt, where the fruitful soil yields drugs of every kind, some that when mixed are healing, others deadly. There everyone is a physician, skillful beyond all humankind, for they are of the race of Paeon. So, after she had cast the drug into the bowl and bidden pour, then once more taking up the word, she said, "Heaven-descended son of Atreus, Menelaus, and you too, children of worthy men, though Zeus to one in one way, to another in another, distributes good and ill and is almighty, yet now, since you are sitting at a feast within our hall, amuse yourselves with tales. One suiting the occasion, I will tell. Fully I cannot tell, nor even name the many feats of hardy Odysseus. But this is the sort of deed that brave men did and dared there in the Trojan land where you Achaean suffered. Marring himself with cruel blows, casting a wretched garment round his shoulders, and looking like a slave, he entered the wide-wayed city of his foes. And other than his own true self, he made himself appear in this disguise, even like a beggar, far as he was from such an one at the Achaean ships. In such a guise he entered the Trojans' town. They took no notice, one and all. I alone knew him for the man he was, and questioned him. He shrewdly tried to foil me. But while I washed him and anointed him with oil and brought him clothing, after I swore a solemn oath not to make known Odysseus to the Trojans till he should reach the swift ships and the camp, then he told me all the Achaeans had in mind. So, slaying many Trojans with his trenchant sword, he went off to the Argives and carried back much knowledge. Thereat the other Trojan women raised a loud lament. My soul was glad, for my heart already turned toward going home, and I would mourn the blindness Aphrodite brought when she lured me thither from my native land, and bade me leave my daughter, my chamber, and my husband, a man who lacked for nothing, either in mind or person.